Ben felt a sudden chill in the Force as Ship withdrew from his touch. He would have liked to take a moment to gather his thoughts and consider what he had tricked Ship into revealing, but he could feel the weight of Astara's gaze upon him, and by remaining silent too long, he would be sacrificing an opportunity to build on what he had learned. As soon as Ben's gaze dropped back toward her, Vistara asked,
"Believe me now?"
Ben snorted.
"Not at all."
He fixed her with an accusing glare, then asked,
"Didn't you tell me you don't know much about Ship?"
"I don't,"
Vistara insisted. She was working hard to make eye contact, which Ben recognized as a sure sign of a practiced liar.
"But I didn't tell you all of the little bits that I do know."
"No kidding," Ben said, "starting with the fact that Ship has been working with the Lost Tribe all along."
Vistara let out her breath and looked away, then admitted,
"Okay, starting with that. He was kind of our savior. Had he not come looking for us, we'd still be stuck on our home planet."
Ben smiled.
"Kesh."
He extended a hand to her.
"I have heard the name before, you know."
Vistara nodded.
"I know, but old habits die hard."
She allowed Ben to pull her to her feet, then stepped so close he found himself tensing to block an attack. She smiled, the scarred side of her mouth giving the expression a slightly sinister appearance, and looked deep into his eyes.
"You do know why I told you what Ship was to my people, don't you?"
she asked.
"Sure."
Ben continued to hold her gaze and her knife hand.
"To build trust and make me feel indebted to you."
A flicker of disappointment shot through Vistara's eyes, but the smile remained on her lips.
"That too?"
She touched her palm to Ben's chest, then asked,
"Are you going somewhere?"
"Back to the ruins," Ben said. "I think Dad should know Ship is coming, don't you?"
"And you've never heard of a comm link?"
"It might be better if Lord Talon didn't overhear," Ben said. "At least until I'm there with him."
Vistara considered this for a moment, then nodded.
"You might have a point there."
She glanced aft toward the medbay, then said,
"You go ahead. I'll look after Dion."
Ben smiled.
"Nice try."
Still holding her by the hand, he stepped toward the rear hatch.
"You're coming with me."
Vistara resisted for only a moment, then sighed and allowed him to pull her along.
"Fine, but he's your friend. Don't blame me if his bandages are all pus-soaked when you get back."
Ben stopped.
"I changed them less than 2 hours ago."
"And I changed them an hour after that,"
Vistara replied.
"From what I saw, his wounds are infected."
Given the amount of Bactisav that had been slathered over Dion's wounds, infection seemed unlikely. More probably, Vistara was simply trying to keep Ben from warning his father about the coming change to the balance of power, and that told him all he needed to know about what Ship had actually said to her. Ben nodded as though convinced by her argument.
"Okay, it'll only take a second to check on him," he said. "And there are a couple of collection bags you probably need to change anyway."
"Me?"
Vistara objected.
"If the Bactisav isn't working, we're going to have to break out the strong stuff."
Still holding Vistara's hand, he led the way aft through the main salon and past the gallery.
"And your thumbprint won't open the security cabinet where it's stowed."
Vistara's only response was a resigned grunt. At the entrance to the port access corridor, Ben used the pretext of courtesy to pause and wave her down the passage ahead of him. She, of course, paused and motioned him ahead. Ben shook his head in mock disbelief.
"Always so suspicious."
"Always so tricky,"
Vistara countered.
"I've seen how dirty you Jedi fight."
Ben cocked his head and studied her, then asked,
"Are we going to have another fight?"
A pained look came to Vistara's eyes.
"Not soon, I hope."